This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255. I want to talk about the reason why you cannot lose. We, conservatives, cannot lose. And it boils down to something that's very basic. It's something I think most of us are taught at a very young age. Some of you may call it religion, some of you may refer to it as spirituality, but it's understanding yourself, being in touch with yourself, and figuring out as soon as you can, the sooner the better, the level of insignificance you have, and that in the scheme of things, it matters when you're a collective, but individually, no matter how big, no matter how strong you get, you are nothing. Because in order to understand the gravity and the vastness, the greatness, if you will, of the greater power that represents us, that planted his seed, if you will, inside of us, that heat that keeps us going, that electrical pulse that makes us as human beings function. In order to do that, you have to make yourself infinitesimally small. In order to understand the grasp, if you will, the greatness of God, the higher order, the bigger being, if you will. And I will tell you, from my own personal experience, I thought I was all that in a bag of chips for quite some time. It wasn't because my grandparents didn't instill in me the fact that there was something bigger and badder than I was, and it was so enormous, there was no way you could possibly fathom what you're going to get to when you leave this earth, this temporary resting place for you, in as much a temporary resting place as it was your mother's womb. See, you rested there for 9 months and you have no memory of it. And now you're going to rest on this planet for roughly 70 plus years on the average. Some of us more, some of us less. Some of us slightly more, some of us significantly less. And you're going to transfer out of this into something that you have no understanding. It's going to appear so large to you, the same way when you exited your mom's womb, this thing that we call Earth, this thing we understand to be the universe, now seems so large to us. Scientists are trying to figure out what in the world happens next. Can you imagine when you were in utero and whatever little thoughts were going through your brain as it was forming? I don't even know. It's scary to go into the next realm. But you came out. And you entered this world. And you're going to exit this world. And you're afraid. Who hasn't feared death at some point in their lives? You were afraid. Then maybe you're not afraid anymore. I know I'm not afraid of it anymore. It's going to happen. And you're going to exit into something even more glorious and big. And see, that's the thing. That very thing right there is the reason why you have no fear. Leftists can be as mean and as cruel. They can be as conniving. They can be all the things you want to imagine a person can be, of man's inhumanity to man. I'm talking about rapists and murderers and child molesters and all that. And you know what? You have the mindset to deal with it. Most of America believes in some form of a higher power. They understand that they are not all that in a bag of chips. I'm not. I guarantee you, the time when I was in the humbling that had to occur to me, I praise God for knocking me off my pedestal and making me understand that I am insignificant. I talk often about my friends that say, "God, Kevin, you're amazing. You're one of our..." And I say, "Man, let me tell you something, brother. I'm so proud of you. Or sister, I'm so proud of you. You're raising that. I know your kids. I'm proud of what your children have become. I know your spouse. I know what you do for a living. I know how you help people. You are as significant as I am. None of us any more, none of us any less. And let me tell you, if you walk around measuring, well, I got this many, this or that. And look, we get 100 kids adopted every year. Congratulations to us. I don't throw that in anybody's face. You may have helped one child, and it may have more significance than whatever I've achieved in my miserable life. Congratulations to you. We don't do things on the right because we're looking for people to go, what a boy. Way to go, Kevin. Yeah, you're amazing. At least I don't, and I don't think you do either. But the reason why we're going to win is because we understand ourselves. See, the left are out there searching still. They're miserable, and they have a reason to be. They've made themselves in these miserable lives where they got to keep up with everybody, where everything's judged. And so they look at you, and they find you sanctimonious. Who are you to tell me I'm nobody? And you're going, I'm not telling you anything. I'm only telling you that if you really want to be happy, you got to drop all this pretense. You got to drop this hatred, this disdain, because you're mad and you don't even understand why. You know why you're mad? You're mad because of your ignorance. And you want to know how I really know you're ignorant? This may offend a few people that are non-believers, but let me tell you how I know you're ignorant. I know you're ignorant when you watch everything happening around you, when you see the cruelty of man and that one little drop of goodness that can make you forget it all, and you don't understand, you can't figure out where that comes from. When you watch the science that goes into you just pushing a button and turning your television, the science of everything that's in your house being stuck to earth as this big orb floats in space, and you can't figure out that there's something bigger and badder than you? You want Barack Obama to be your God. Well, good for you. Because he ain't nothing. No matter what he achieves, no matter how big you want to make him, he is infinitesimal. A footnote. The space inside an atom. Anybody ever cared about that? Well, Einstein kind of did. That's why you're going to win, folks. That's why we win. That's why conservatism, you never have to worry. Some people think Donald Trump was a gift from God. I believe it. I don't mean it in the sense of like, oh my gosh, woo, Lord, send us down, you know, Moses. No, but maybe it kind of was. Certainly sent a shot over the bow of the left, didn't it? Anyway, I like talking about faith. People say to me all the time, Kevin, I'm always proud to hear you talk about your faith. I'm very proud of my faith. I'm a terrible Christian. Most of us are. But you know what? I try, and God knows it. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. Hey, quick, I'm going to ask my producers, because you guys are, you're young. Have you guys speed dated before? I've seen it on TV. I've never done it. Have you speed dated? You haven't? You? I'm not talking about, like, you set up three or four. I'm talking about the speed dating where you go and you spend, what, like, 2 minutes with various people in a bar, and then you decide if you want to see them later. Have you guys ever done that? I've never done that. It was like after my time, I guess. I can't imagine. I mean, look, I'll be blunt. If I speed dated, it would just be like, how do you look? You know? I mean, what more? You can't find out a lot. I know you can ask questions like, you know, so what do you like to do? And, you know, you like to, what are your favorite movies? And what do you do for fun? And all that. I hate that. Who asked that? That was the way most people dated. When I was growing up, Dave, that's what you dated. So what do you like to do? You like movies? And what you should do, and I told all my sons, it's my older sons, I said, look, don't do that. Say, tell a girl, I'm going to the movies. You want to go? And she goes, sure. Now she may go, sure. Well, what kind of movie? Now you're going to learn something, right? First of all, you know she likes the movies. Maybe. But if she says, you know, what kind of movie? And you go, it's a horror film. And she goes, ooh, I love horror. Yeah, I want to go. Or if you go, it's a horror film. And she goes, romantic comedy type. Okay, move along. But the good news is she's telling you, I don't like horror films. I like romantic comedies. You've learned something. You didn't say, so what kind of movies do you like? And you play so many questions. Nobody likes that. Live life. This is advice I'm giving to your kids. Play this segment back to your sons and daughters, particularly your sons. Because I tell my sons all the time, let's say you go, hey, would you like to go to the movie? Sure. And you go, I'm going to see this horror flick. Yeah, let's do it. And then you go and you see the horror flick and she's like, screaming the whole time. And you find out later she doesn't like movies or certainly horror flicks. Let me tell you what you need to do. Listen up, ladies, because you're the bigger influence on your sons. Run. Get away from that girl. You want to know why? She's only doing it because she's digging you. A smart girl would go, you say, you want to go to the movies? Yeah, I'll go. It depends on what kind of movie. She's telling you, I'm in this equation. I'm not just going to the movies. You got to let me know what's up. So you go, I'm going to see a horror flick. She goes, nah, I got something better to do. You go, what's up with horror? And she goes, I don't like horror movies. Come on, you'll like it then. She's like, no. I tell you what, after the movies, call me. Maybe we can meet up at Jabaro's and we'll go have a drink. Oh, okay. You know what she just told you? I'm not just going to be so into you. I'll do everything you want to do. I got a life, bro. And then she's telling you, hey, meet me at Jabaro's. I don't know what that is, but meet me over here for a drink. She's telling you where she hangs out. She's putting you into her life. And if you go, nah, I don't like that place, how about we meet here? You get what I'm saying? That's the natural way that things progress, not playing 20 questions. Anyway, speed dating. You can't learn much. What was the scene from 40-Year-Old Virgin where the guy's talking to that heavy-chested girl and her breast keeps trying to show and he just can't. Actually, it is showing and he just can't keep his eye. I'm telling you, that was a hot woman. Period. Forget about it. Forget about it. She was hot. I would have been like, listen, no offense, we don't even need a speed date. Can I call you? She was hot. Oh. Anyway, funny stuff. Anyway, you've heard of speed dating. Have you heard of speed raping? You guys are like, what? What are you talking about? Yeah, speed raping. I thought that was, everything I just talked about was a setup to speed raping. You go, what in the world, Kevin Jackson? Yeah, this is the remnants of the Obama era. And in so many ways, it just so symbolizes socialism, leftism, whatever you want to call it, progressivism. It was a story written in TruePundit.com. And police arrested a man who attacked four women in Crown Heights on the night of July the 12th into the early morning hours of July 13th. They finally got this dude. And you go, this is, what's he doing? He was speed raping. Well, kind of. You'll see what I'm talking about. 19-year-old Dennis Ofuma, that was a hint, of the Bronx, now faces charges of sexual abuse, burglary, harassment, and sexually motivated burglary. He was trying to steal the cookies. You know what I'm saying? He was trying to steal the cookies. And police say more charges are pending. The NYPD had released surveillance video of this guy. Had his shirt off. He's walking down the street. And in each case, here's what he did. He followed a woman into their apartment building, tried to sexually assault him. And every one of these women fought him off. Got the swinging. Boom, boom, boom. So he didn't rape any of them. But it was attempted speed raping. That they actually call this, I mean, it was jokingly so, but the speed rapist. What kind of record was this guy trying to set? I'm not going to try to tell rapists how to do what they do, because I think it's deplorable. As they say, some crimes are, some fates are worse than death. I think that's one of them. One of my friends is a victim of rape. She's a comedian. Just a great person. She does some work for us from time to time. And she was raped. And she said, it'll never happen again. And I believe her. She's like, this. It's horrible. And we talked about it openly, and I appreciate her sharing her story in the way that she has. And she's very open about it to a degree. But she, the trauma that you can still see when she's, you know, telling the story is, you know, you can feel it. It's palpable. And it's so sad because she's such an amazing person, and she was very naive when it occurred, you know. And she says, number one, I will never feel that again. Won't put herself in a situation like that or whatever. But the level of helplessness and all that was just crazy. Anyway, here's a guy running around, immigrant, you know, shirt off in New York, tries to rape four women in a span of hours. Now, is he mentally deranged? Of course he is. I mean, who would do that? But that doesn't make it any easier, if you will. He's crazy. He looks like a regular dude. And we've let him into this country, and we put women at risk because Dennis Ofuma sees women as objects. We've allowed leftism to create a dangerous culture. And nobody, I'm not going to say nobody, but the majority of people don't seem like the left. They don't care. Unless it impacts them directly. And even when it does, they make up excuses. Have you seen these women in Scandinavia that because they've asked for these Muslim refugees, and then they blame them. So, well, it's really my fault that he did it. I'm so sorry.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, customers, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey everybody, Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson's show. I talked in the first segment about faith, my faith, how I've raised my sons, and just this overwhelming need to let people know that, you know what, I'm not talking about we have nothing to be afraid of. I do believe God has a purpose for each and every one of us, and you figure that out. But this isn't meant to be a religious thing. I mean, I'm happy if some people appreciate the fact that I talk about religion and specifically my Christianity. But what I'm really looking forward to is telling you guys that you can make an impact on people by not being concerned that people understand that about you. We hide that from folks. I can't believe people actually congratulate Kevin, way to go, talking about your Christianity. I'm like, what do you mean, way to go? That's who I am. Any more than I talk about being a martial artist. Yeah. I mean, I think the former one's a bigger deal. I mean, I'm happy to be a martial artist. It certainly has saved my butt a time or two, but so is being a Christian. But I'm not overdoing it. I'm not trying to over-sanctimonious somebody. I'm not a bigger Christian than you. And, you know, I think that's part of our problem on the left. But the reason why I came up was Ken Shamrock, who's an MMA guy, mixed martial artist, one of the founding members of the USC, you know, one of the first guys to fight in it. He gave a speech to some folks, and he opened up about his childhood. It was very difficult. He discussed poverty. And as I relate his story to you, I want you to think about what kids face today and how they become different human beings. One of my friends, in fact, Dr. Ben Carson, and I talked about this and many others. They would say, Kevin, the only thing that's going to save this country is us relying on God. I don't disagree with that. How many of you prayed that Hillary Clinton wouldn't become president? All jokes aside, that is the only thing that can save this country. But the way you deliver that message does not have to be from preaching. Quite honestly, it needs to be from doing. That's why with the Tea Party community, I said, we're going to be doers. We are not going to be talkers. Our deeds, if you will guide the way people think about us. It'll guide the way we take this thing to the next level. Anyway, back to Ken Shamrock. So he grew up in abject poverty, and then he ran away from home. And as I said, I want you to think about the kids that you know fit this description. If you've ever worked with at-risk kids, you know what I'm talking about. It is a place in my heart for these kids. So Shamrock runs away from home, and then he gets a criminal record. He credits his spiritual growth as a teenager to his time at a boys' home. directed by the man who eventually adopted him, a guy by the name of Bob Shamrock. Now, Ken's got a brother, Frank, who was in that home. Ken Shamrock and Frank Shamrock, they are not biological brothers, but they grew up as brothers. Both of them became mixed martial artists. And Ken Shamrock says of Bob, the only difference between that group home and all the other ones that I went to was church. See, I got two friends. One of them became the Northwest heavyweight kickboxing champion, and his brother was even badder than he was, and thankfully he just decided not to fight because there's no way Barry was going to be the champ if Jerry decided to be the champ. And if when I tell you that these boys were absolute corn-fed white boys that were tougher than nails, you better know they were. Both of those kids were headed in the wrong direction, and sports, in this particular case, martial arts, changed their lives. They got somebody that said, you know what? You are headed for disaster, and unless I intervene, you're dead or in prison. And he intervened in these boys' lives and got them on the straight and narrow. And I'm telling you right now, if you saw Jerry, who's one of the toughest guys I've ever met, I'll tell you a quick story about Jerry. He's a biker, and he's a big guy, and he's a heck of a fighter. And some guy, when they were in a biker bar, grabbed his, you know, like fondled his girlfriend's breast. And Jerry put 8 people in the hospital. 8 bikers. And when the cops came, he was still fighting. There weren't enough bikers in that bar to get Jerry out. And especially mad, because he didn't get mad. He got cool. And he started taking people out left and right. Bad to the bone. But anyway, their story, 2 juvenile delinquents headed to prison or dead, intervened by somebody that saw something in them and said, I'm gonna pull that energy and put it into something good. And I know I just told you Jerry beat up some guys at a biker bar, but hey, you know, sometimes we sin, right? It made these kids what they are. The reason why I'm telling you guys this is you have these opportunities. There, but by the grace of God, go I, or my brother, or a lot of my cousins, and as I've told many people, on my dad's side of the family, every male family member of my immediate side, in other words, my uncle's kids, and my aunt's sons, etc., every one of them has been to prison. Because nobody intervened. Nobody said anything. They just went along their way. And I look at these leftists who watch this cycle of violence and this cycle of just, you know, dysfunction. And they do nothing. And they get mad at me, who I know it. I know it firsthand. I was talking to a friend of mine. He's an author. I said, hey, he's written 3 best-selling books now. And we were talking. I was congratulating him. And he says, you know, Kevin, I got to get something else. I want to do this other thing. So we were talking about a project he's working on. And I said, you know, I almost did a similar project, and I was going to call the book Split Second, and it was going to be stories of people I talked to on the plane or whatever, and it was about what split-second decision they'd made that may have changed their lives. And I said, let me give an example. I said, I had a lady one time, she told me, it was when I met my husband, and I thought, wow, this is going to be a romantic, interesting story. And she said, he almost killed me. I was able to get out of that abusive relationship, and she went on to explain the story, and she says, but in a split second, I was smitten by him. I was, you know, beguiled by his conversation, etc. And she says, if I could have that split second back, I would walk away from that moment. I was like, wow. I asked one of my cousins. I said, what was your split second moment? He says, oh, cuz. He said, mine. He goes, I kind of had 2. And he says, when I was a kid, he goes, I was watching Uncle Frank, and he was, you know, me and my cousin, who was Uncle Frank's son, he goes, they were rolling dope, and we were wondering why they always had these big baggies in the garage, and we would stay there one night and watch them roll dope, and they called us in there, and they were 8 years old, and they made us smoke. We had to roll our own dope, and they made us smoke it, and they laughed at us when we started coughing. He says, fast forward a few years, you know, whatever. He says, my cousin asked me, did I want to go pick up a thing of dope and ride back with him? And I said, yes. And he says, my grandmother told me I have a bad feeling. She goes, baby, I don't know what you're doing today, but I have a bad feeling about it. And he goes, I went. And he got busted. And he served federal time. Everybody has that moment, that split second, that you made a decision that you either, it changed your life for the positive, it changed your life for the negative. And when I was gathering up these stories, I was just fascinated by sometimes you're expecting a negative and you get a positive, or you're expecting a positive and you get a negative. But you know what would never disappoint? The story. Everybody had it. And you know what's funny? When you tell them, when you ask that question, they were like, I don't know. And you go, yeah, you do. Think about it. Bad work decision, bad relationship decision, bad decision with one of your children. You know, maybe you could have done something different. A relationship that could have been better. A split second in your car where you looked away. Who knows? You have it. The reason why I'm bringing it up to you folks is you have these moments. You in a split second can change somebody's life. I cannot tell you how many people will say to me, Kevin, I heard you on the radio and you said this. And it created that moment for them. Or some kid, when you've gotten over 1,000 kids adopted, believe me, those kids tell stories. Mr. Jackson, when you did this or said this or I watched you blankety blank, I was like, wow. And I was like, really? I impacted you. Yes. Yes, sir. Or whatever. I tell the story about my son when we were watching Jurassic Park and a man yelled at him and we went out into the lobby and I said, dude, you yell at my son. You even look his way again. I'm going to hurt you. I'm going to hurt you so bad you're gonna wish you'd never been born. And my son told me years later, Dad, that empowered me. I knew nobody could bother me. My dad would be there to protect me. You don't know what that moment is. You know what your moment is, but you don't know the impact your moment has on other people, that you have on other people to give them their moment. I want more conservatives giving people their moments. Be strong in your faith, is what I'm telling you. That's our advantage over the left.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-686-1063. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-686-1063. 1-800-686-1063.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind.
I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. Kevin Jackson here. So, Kushner is going to, I'm guessing they're going to call him before the Senate. I know they call Manafort. They subpoenaed Manafort, and I don't know what's going to happen there. Don't really care. It doesn't reflect on Donald Trump. But Kushner is setting the record straight. He released his, I guess what was 11 pages or something, where he talked about, kind of gave all the information. It's funny to watch the Trump folks do what they do. It's very different than politics as usual. They preemptively say, here are my emails. Here's the information you may wish to uncover. Here's my statement in advance of you wanting to hold my feet to the fire. Here's everything. I think that's admirable. I think it's great. Congratulations to these guys. Kushner's saying, I got nothing to hide. This whole saga with the Russians reminds me of like some sort of a reality show, Keeping Up with the Putins or something. Anyway, I was reading this article. It says Kushner is scheduled to meet behind closed doors with the Senate later this week. But don't worry, his 11-page statement is the spoiler we've all been waiting for. And according to Kushner, he's got nothing to hide. Yeah. In his statement, Kushner detailed his June 2016 meeting with a Russian-American lawyer, calling it a waste of time. He further admitted that he asked his assistant to call him out of the meeting once he realized what was going on, once he realized the ruse. And subsequent to this meeting, revelation about the meeting that Donald Jr. and all these guys had, it's been all eyes on the left. Democrats' fingerprints all over it. Let me put it to you this way. If Donald Trump, if you flipped it, and Hillary Clinton's Chelsea had set up a meeting with the Russians, and Donald Trump's team had been photographed with her, congressional hearings with her, clandestine meetings, introducing it to President Obama, whatever, or whomever at the time, they would be fricasseeing these guys. It's unbelievable to watch this play out. Here's what Jared wrote, Kushner. No part of the meeting I attended, included anything about the campaign. There was no follow-up to the meeting that I'm aware of. I do not recall how many people were there or their names, and I have no knowledge of any documents being offered or accepted. And what are the supposed backdoor channels that he has set up? Which, by the way, I still say, if you are setting up a backdoor channel, doesn't it mean that there was no front door channel? Ergo, there's no connection to the Russians. I want to see one of these senators answer that question. I'd like to see a judge that's going to hear whatever, I don't know how they do it, but I'd want to see a judge answer that question. You know, why would I need to set up a backdoor channel if I've got a front door channel? Anyway, Kushner denies reports he discussed setting up a secret back channel with the Russian ambassador to the U.S. He did say that he spoke with the Russian ambassador, Sergei Kislyak, in December at Trump Tower. However, Kushner explained this conversation was about policy in Syria. Kushner says that when Kislyak asked if there was a secure line for him to provide information on Syria from what Kislyak called his generals, he then asked if there was an existing communications channel at the embassy that could be used. In other words, Jared Kushner said, is there a line that you can use that's secure to call us? So he wasn't attempting to set up anything back channel. But it makes you wonder, because that's a little too convenient that he would have asked that question. And Kushner, you know, I mean, it just, I don't know, I'm thinking NSA here, right? Kushner says, yeah, well, why don't you do that on your own? And then they suddenly there's a leak that he was attempting to set up a back channel. It doesn't pass the smell test for me. So he insisted he never proposed any ongoing secret form of communication. And finally, Kushner said he indeed met with a Russian banker, Sergei Gorkov, at the request of Kislyak. Nevertheless, he offered that no specific policies were discussed. Now, all this time, leftists have waited for the smoking gun like a John at a brothel. I'm just telling you. And the juiciest tidbit that Kushner admits to is clerical errors on his security clearance. That's it. As he explained, due to a miscommunication with his assistant when he submitted his application form, they submitted it prematurely. She erroneously believed the document was complete when it wasn't. Now, to that end, he clarified that he had mistakenly omitted, quote, all of his foreign contacts, not just meetings with Russians. Moreover, he's worked in the last 6 months with the FBI to correct the record. Now, the left will not rest. They got to get their pound of flesh. And no matter how much we pound on them and their efforts fall flat, they have nothing else they can run with. Get used to this until we finally body slam them down. One such embarrassment that the left suffered was when Schiff blocked testimony of people that wanted to testify. The Russians said, look, we'll testify. We'll be happy to. And they're like, no, you know what? We'll figure it out. So there are people who want to testify, but here's the bigger news was that Manafort, who had a subpoena to testify, now is not going to testify. You guys have likely heard the story. Yeah, so Manafort's not going to testify. And what was funny about it, when you hear I heard a clip about it, and it's like, well, he's not going to testify publicly. And then he's going to later, potentially, we'll work out some deals where we'll continue to have communications. It was very convoluted, in my opinion, as to what does this all really mean? And I don't have the answer, but here's what I can tell you. The big deal last week, not even last week, it was like 2 days ago, a day or two ago. The big deal was that Manafort was being subpoenaed. It's like, okay. And then suddenly, we no longer need him. Literally 24 hours later from when they issue this subpoena, they go, let's drop it. Who are they going to go after now, Barron? It's funny. Here's what the report said. The Senate Judiciary Committee will drop its subpoena of former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort, a source familiar with the matter, told CNN. The two sides have agreed to continue talking, and he will no longer be compelled to appear to hearing the panel is holding. Manafort also met behind closed doors Tuesday morning with the Senate Intelligence Committee spokesman Jason Maloney. Paul Manafort met this morning by previous agreement with the bipartisan staff of the Senate Intelligence Committee and answered their questions fully. And that's where we are. And I find it strange because we just a couple days ago, Crooked Mueller said he was going to expand his investigation into Trump's dealings, and further they alluded that Manafort was potentially laundering money through Russian banks. And now they've rescinded the subpoena. Oh, it's okay, Paulie. No problem, Paulie. We were just kidding. We were just testing you, brother. Well, apparently Manafort passed because they said also that he provided documents to the Senate Intelligence Committee. So here's the net of it, in my opinion, is either you have the guy or you don't. And let's face it, there are leaks and all kinds of stuff. So let's watch the next few days and see what the leaks are. Are they going to be, Manafort, because somebody tweeted to me, Kevin, did you think he turned on Trump? I was like, turned on Trump for what? There's nothing for him to turn on. Trump didn't do anything. Manafort was said, and again, I'm going from memory on this. I didn't write this down or figure it out. But I want to say they were saying that he was laundering money either through Ukrainian banks or for Ukrainian banks. So if he's a money launderer and he's associated with Trump and he's indeed doing what they're saying, given everything they put into this Russia investigation, they're going to rescind his subpoena for a guy central to the witch hunt. The investigation. The Senate certainly seems accommodating suddenly, don't you think? And I'm curious to see how this one shakes out. But here's what I can tell you in the long run. In the long run, as I've been saying, I'm not going to tell you anything new, folks, but don't let the other audience members know because then they may not want to listen anymore. Nothing will come of this that can hurt Donald Trump. The only thing it will do is hurt the Democrats.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.